Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, Kansas City's only talk radio program dedicated to information and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. It's all about this topic, and if you're caring for an elderly loved one, this is the right program. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. And again, thanks for being here today. I'll tell you what, our listenership is growing. There are thousands of people listening to this program, and it's just all because of word of mouth. And just thank you so much for sharing the good information, the good news about Senior Care Live. And I can't thank you enough for all of your support. If you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, call now toll free. It's 1-800-331-6445. And operators are standing by, so you can give that phone call anytime. Call the number, you know, immediately. Or I'll tell you what, a lot of people, they gather information on this program, and then they may call 2 or 3 months later. I've had people call me from hearing something from a year ago, and they'll call me back. Now, you know, back in you know, January of, 2014 or 2015, whatever it was. So it's pretty interesting. But anyway, you can call that anytime. There are live operators on call 24/7. So you can call at any time. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. You can check out the website at Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and sign up for the e-newsletter and check out our free upcoming educational events. I'll tell you about the next one here shortly. And if you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can check that out at Senior Care Consulting. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And this is where my firm offers a highly specialized, deeply personal service where we help you and your family find the right senior care facility for your aging parents or other elderly loved ones. It could be an independent living facility, assisted living apartment, a nursing home, Alzheimer's dementia care. And I'll tell you what, with the recent television news stories about poorly performing nursing homes, and another newscast also pointed out a specialized in-depth news story about memory care, and it just made the emphatic point that not all memory care is the same, and I would say amen to that. That's absolutely the truth. It is more important than ever before to ask all of the right questions, do your homework, and get this right. This is kind of a one-and-done thing. You do not want to choose a place and then try it out, and 2 months later, move your fragile elderly loved one to another place and try to get this right in the third or fourth place. Do not do that. That's a bad idea. You got to get it right. And guess what? This is exactly what we do at Senior Care Consulting. We've been serving families in the Kansas City area since 2002, and we can definitely help you through this daunting process in just a few hours. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. All right. We do have an upcoming free educational event, and we'll hopefully be able to spill the beans, so to speak, and provide lots of information and details. But let me give you a save the date. So it's for our next free educational event. It'll be held on Wednesday, February the 17th, and that's from 9 a.m. to noon. And the location will be announced here hopefully next week, or maybe for sure the week after that, as we firm up all of our details. But this is going to be a really, really, really good one. They're all good. This one is just, it's going to be awesome. I'll just say that. We have excellent speaker. We also have a documentary that we're going to be reviewing. Lots of Q&A. It will raise lots of ethical questions, things that we're all going to have to deal with at some point or another. So it's good stuff. And don't forget, for our friends in the medical profession, we have three continuing education credits for you, for primarily for nursing, case managers, social services, but also any other area of the medical field can also attend and get your three continuing education credits free of charge. That's at no charge. My wife's an RN. She loves these things. They're always informative, and you've got three done. You walk out the door with your certificate. Pretty cool. Then it's also very appropriate for the friends and family caregivers, the layperson. You will learn a lot, and you will receive a certificate of completion. So, again, save the date. Wednesday, February 17th from 9 a.m. to noon. We always have a free continental breakfast at 8:30 when you sign in. We end promptly at noon. Location to be announced. So be sure to save the date. We'll tell you how to sign up and everything here very, very soon. All right. So it dawned on me that we, again, thank you for listening. We have thousands of listeners, thousands of new listeners here. So I don't think I've shared my personal story for quite a while. I'm not going to go really, you know, real far in depth here, but I just wanted to share that with you. I think it's important to know I have 30 years of experience. I've been around the block, folks. I have the gray hair to prove it, but I've been in the senior related health field for 30, almost 31 years. So I've been an administrator at a nursing home, an assisted living facility, but that I'm not a one trick pony. I'm very, very diverse. I've operated a Medicare home health, Medicare certified home health agency, private duty nursing companies, IV therapy companies, respiratory equipment and supplies, medical equipment and supplies. It just goes on and on and on. So I have been around the block. I know what I'm talking about, a very broad base of knowledge and understanding. And then here's what happened. Here's what happened. And it was in 2001. I helped my very own grandparents from transition from their home to an assisted living apartment. And that was in 2001, and it broke my heart. And I won't go into a lot of the details, maybe on another day. But it was through that experience that I started senior care consulting in 2002, all in an effort to help other families and other individuals who are just stepping into that search and selection process when home is no longer an option and they need to look at all of these other different, you know, facilities, independent, assisted nursing, nursing home, Alzheimer's, dementia care, et cetera. So I am custom built for this process to help families through it. And when I started out, again, I had this revelation. I thought, wow, I spent a lot of time and effort and energy helping my own grandparents through this transition, and I know exactly what I'm doing. And then it was kind of like this little light bulb went off, and I had this thought. It was just very clear. What are other families doing and other individuals doing going through this whole messy process, scary, daunting process without any background in this whatsoever? That was my thought, and that was the beginning of the development of senior care consulting. And I wanted to accomplish two major, major objectives. Number one, I wanted to save people time. On average, it will take you 50 to 100 hours to find a place on your own. Can you do it on your own? Absolutely. You can definitely do it on your own. Do you have 50 to 100 hours to figure it out? That's a very steep learning curve that you're going to be entering into. My clients get through that learning curve in 5 hours. 5 hours, and my clients are done. They can take off a half a day's work. Boom, they're done. So that objective definitely delivered. So a tremendous time savings. The other one is the delivery of information that, frankly, most people are just not going to get on their own. You don't know the right questions to ask. You may feel uncomfortable asking some of the questions. And so, and I'm not going to get into the whole process here, but part of the process is we actually accompany you on facility tours. And during that tour, we conduct a performance audit. And we gather just tons and tons of information for you and hand you a report that has a wealth of objective information in it. And then at the end of the day, the end of the process, you can blend the subjective, how did you feel about the place, with the objective information, all in an effort to make the best decision you can possibly make. That's what it's all about. And every time I work with the family, and we always have a great ending. They're always very pleased with the service, very thankful. I always just kind of feel like it's acknowledging kind of a hat tip to my grandparents, because it's just, it's what I was able to do for them. Makes me feel really good about the services that we offer through Senior Care Consulting. And frankly, that's why I do what I do. I consider this a ministry. I consider Senior Care Consulting an answered prayer. And I won't go into a whole lot of depth on that, maybe another time. But the bottom line is I love what I do, and I wanted to share a little bit of my story with you. So hopefully you enjoyed that. All right. The Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. All nursing homes accept Medicaid when a resident runs out of money. Is this statement true or false? All nursing homes accept Medicaid when a resident runs out of money. True or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators standing by to take your call, so call now 1-800-331-6445. And don't worry, if you do not have a radio, or say you're in the car and you don't have a radio in the house, you get ready to go in, no worries at all. You can stream this program to any electronic device, and it's super, super simple. Just made this as simple as can be. You go to seniorcarelive.com. On the left-hand side, towards the upper part of the homepage there, there's a conspicuous button that says Listen Live. Just click that thing, and boom, you're in. And it'll flow to any electronic device that you may have. And it really is that simple. And I'll tell you what, the number of podcast listens that we have just continues to rise every single month. So let's say if you hear this program today and you're like, wow, so-and-so should have heard this, that would have been really good for them to know. No worries at all. Just give us till about the middle of the following week. So this coming, Tuesday, Wednesday, we should have that up on the website. So keep checking back if it's not, but it's really that simple. All right. So back to the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. All nursing homes accept Medicaid when a resident runs out of money. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. Did you get it right? Did you get it wrong? Are we 50-50? How'd we do? My wife loves these things, by the way. But anyway, while most nursing homes accept Medicaid in Kansas and Missouri, and this is when a resident would outlive their assets and need that support from Medicaid to help pay for the nursing home costs, there are many nursing homes that do not accept Medicaid, and they are private pay only. So be very careful when choosing a nursing home. Do not make assumptions. You know what they say about assume? Don't ever assume, right? Because this one has come back to surprise thousands of residents and their families. And I'll tell you what, I hear the stories every day. So don't make that assumption. You have to know what you're getting into. All right. it dawned on me last week that I kind of really went pretty quickly through some of the payment options. That was really more an overview for some of your options when you're facing senior care to stay home or maybe move to a community. But I kind of flew through Medicaid. I actually got a couple of emails on that wanting some more information. So let's get into this. And this will probably go into the next segment as well. But, you know, what is Medicaid and what does that mean? It's probably the most misunderstood program out there. It's just incredible. But what it is, it's financial assistance for health care and prescription costs. It's a federal program, but it's administered at the state level. So each state usually has some differences. All right. Do not confuse it with Medicare. It is not Medicare. Just consider Medicare your health insurance. This is Medicaid, and you must meet some asset test and income requirements and all those sort of things. So how does this thing work? Okay, so, and this gets complex, so I'm going to try to explain it over the radio. It's better in person because I have some cool slides and I can point and gesture and fun stuff like, we need to turn this into a television program, I'll tell you. But anyway, it's radio for now, right? So, you have exempt assets and then you have countable assets. So the exempt assets would be your house is exempt, a car is exempt, a prepaid funeral plan is exempt. A small amount of life insurance is exempt, and all the stuff in your house, all those things are exempt. They do not have to go towards that spend down. And the countable asset means, you know, just almost everything else. Really, really looking at your liquid assets, if you will. All right. And there are definitely some differences between Kansas and Missouri.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So the community spouse, what you do is when you have a couple, you have a community spouse who's doing well and can live independently at home. Then you have the institutionalized spouse. And this is not my terminology. This is the legal terminology. The institutionalized spouse would require care in a nursing home. So the community spouse, again, the house is exempt, a car is exempt, prepaid funeral plan, small amount of life insurance, and your household goods. The community spouse's IRA and 401k are exempt in Kansas, but not exempt in Missouri. You'd have to split that in half and spend it down. All right, let me say that again. The community spouse's retirement funds, basically IRA, 401k, they're exempt in Kansas, but not in Missouri. That's one of the huge differences. And guess what? You can take advantage of that to your advantage. So here's an example. I have worked with many, many, many couples where, again, the community spouse living at home, and they have a large 401k, maybe they recently retired, et cetera. And they don't want to lose what they spent a lifetime working for and accumulating. But their spouse, the institutionalized spouse, they need nursing home care. In Missouri, you would have to spend half of that retirement account. In Kansas, you do not. So guess what? You can be lifelong Missouri residents and have the house in Missouri and have the community spouse living in the house in Missouri. But if you place your spouse, the institutionalized spouse, 1 foot over the state line into Kansas, the Kansas rules apply. And in Kansas, the community spouse's IRA and 401k are exempt. So here's the alert. Don't listen to somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. And here, this is just one of my pet peeves. So I'm helping a family through this very situation. They're actually working with a very, very experienced qualified elder law attorney, and there's a perfect plan, and we're going to save her. The plan will save her tons and tons of money from her IRA 401k because she still has to continue to live and pay her bills, et cetera. So had someone from this organization say, well, you can't do that. They live in Missouri. So doesn't matter. Yeah, but But they still have property in Missouri. Yeah. So what? It doesn't matter. So the consumer alert here is be really careful who you talk to out there. There is so much bad, false, terrible information out there. It is absolutely scary. And one of the real scary things is this person, they sound like they're emphatic. I'm going to have to call our corporate legal. Call them. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, I didn't say that. I thought that. But here's the point. Be very, very careful where you get your information. The best money you may ever spend is to hire an experienced and qualified elder law attorney to answer your questions properly. And I would definitely do that. It may be the best thing that you ever do.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, right after the break, I'll continue the breakdown of Medicaid and how it works. See ya in a minute. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now. Again, it's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss any of the episodes, go back to SeniorCareLive.com. Go to the podcast tab, and you can click on any of the programs. This program will make it onto the website. Give us the middle of that following week, and we usually get it up by Tuesday or Wednesday. And if it's not there, just keep checking back. But it's really super simple. Just go back, find the episode, the topic that you're interested in, click it, and boom, you're in. So, and again, we have lots and lots of podcast listens, and lots of people stream this program to their phones and their tablets. We have people listening out of state. It's just incredible. And again, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. This program is growing very, very, very quickly. All right. So back to Medicaid. I think it's probably the most misunderstood program out there as far as what I do, because again, there are so many people out there who literally, absolutely do not have a clue what the heck they're talking. Can you tell that just irritates the heck out of me? It just drives me completely wild. I heard from my own family about a month ago, well, the nursing home is gonna make us sell the house, and the nursing home's gonna take all everything we've got. No, they're not. The nursing home will not make you do anything. And you don't have to do anything. And by the way, the house is exempt. If I had a nickel for every time I had somebody say, well, we were told, and actually some people were actually told by someone working in the nursing home, well, you have to sign your house over to us. Now, just think about that. Okay. Now I'm going on a rant. Ron, we probably should have extended the consumer alert. This is the consumer alert extended version without the bells and whistles here. But just think about that. Do you think the nursing home wants to take title of your property? I mean, do you really think that? No, but they get people all wound up. People are stressed out anyway. Very, very stressed out because this is a terribly stressful time in your life. And then you have some person who has no clue what the heck they're talking about. Well, you have to sign your house over to us. No, you don't. Your home is exempt. You don't have to give everything to the nursing home. No, you don't. So I'm going to tell you how the spend down works. Okay. So for a single person, again, house is exempt, car is exempt, funeral plan, prepaid funeral plan, life insurance, household stuff in your house. So they're looking at checking, savings, money market, CDs, mutual funds, your liquid assets. Then you would have to spend that amount, whatever it is. Let's say it's $50,000. I'm just making up a number. It could be $100,000. It could be $12,000, whatever it is. You spend it down to $999 in Missouri or less, $2,000 or less in the state of Kansas. So there's another slight difference there. Basically, you're broke. Once you, quote unquote, spend down your money to those numbers, boom, you're qualified. It's that simple. It's an asset test. But Steve, what can I spend my money on? Well, obviously, you can pay the nursing home and pay for your medications and buy a wheelchair and just spend it on things for yourself in your care. You can pay off debt. You can fix up your home. You can buy a prepaid funeral plan. Okay, there are a lot of things that you can do. You don't want to give it away. You can. I'm going to touch on that in the next segment. But I wouldn't recommend that without doing that properly. All right, but you use it for things that benefit you. All right, so let's shift gears here a little bit and move to a married couple. All right, so for a married couple, there's something called a division of assets, and this is where it gets a lot more complex. Kind of very similar rules, but you want to protect, again, that community spouse because they still live independently. They still have taxes, home repairs, home mortgage if there is one, utilities, food. I mean, they still have to live, and it costs just about as much for them to live whether you are in the home or not. So back in the day, couples used to actually have to get divorced just so that they can, you know, divide their money down the middle and their assets down the middle. And then someone in our government created a helpful law, and they said, wait a minute, this is the United States of America. That's ridiculous that we would have the situation where people feel like they need to get divorced. We should create a situation where you could really divide your assets legally but still remain married. So it's called the division of assets. And you're just dividing these things on paper. So let's say a couple has $200,000of, and I'm just making up a number, okay, of countable assets, the liquid assets. So we have half on the institutionalized spouse's side, half on the community spouse's side. So again, what can you spend that $100,000 down to $999 in Missouri or $2,000 in Kansas? Well, obviously, you're going to pay for your nursing home cost. And I'll tell you what, prices are going up right now. I'm seeing it all over the place. It used to be a couple hundred dollars a day, and now I'm seeing them pop up to $230, $240 all over. Prices are going up 10 to 20% real quick in the nursing home arena. It's really surprising, kind of breathtaking. They're doing that because assisted living facilities are practically at a nursing home rate. So as long as the market will continue to bear all this, you will see the prices continue to escalate. So the $100,000, you'll use it to spend on your nursing home costs. Doesn't take long at, you know, $6,000, $7,000 a month. Doesn't take long to use that up. You can pay off your debt. So this is really interesting. So you have both spouses, and let's say they have $20,000 left on a mortgage. You take $20,000 from the spend down side, and you pay off your mortgage. Leave Sally, or the community spouse, leave her debt-free. Well, we've got another $10,000 on credit cards. Pay it off. You can pay off debts. Perfectly appropriate, perfectly legal. Sally's losing half of her assets. Get her out of debt and set her up as well as you can. This whole thing was designed so that the community spouse would not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the institutionalized spouse. That's what it's designed to do. You can fix up the home. If the home needs a $12,000 roof repair, take it off the institutionalized spouse's side. You can buy a prepaid funeral plan. Now, this is just good business. This is just being smart. Now, think about this. Prepaid funeral plan costs you $10,000, $12,000, which is, again, wow, that cost is going up and up. $10,000, $12,000. If you don't use part of the institutionalized spouse's spend down money, if you don't do that, guess what happens? He or she, they get down to, again, $999 or $2,000 or less in Kansas. So they're out of money. Then that person passes at some point. Guess who gets to write a $10,000 or $12,000 check? The community spouse. They've already lost half of their assets. Why would you want to do that? Do not feel bad. Take advantage of this opportunity. You take $10,000 to $12,000. Just be reasonable. Do a good job, but be reasonable. Take that money off of the spend down side, the institutionalized spouse's side, buy a prepaid funeral plan, and then you're set. You have that expense taken care of. You can also upgrade your car. I've had all kinds of community spouses say, you know what, I'm going to go see my husband or my wife every single day, no matter what, and our car is kind of old and beat up. You can take, don't go out and buy a Rolls Royce, okay? Be reasonable, but go out and buy a more dependable means of transportation. Perfectly allowable under the law. Take it off of the institutionalized spouse's side of this ledger. And then when that number, in my example, I said 100,000 because we're dividing 200 in half here. But when that number, again, trickles down to $999 in Missouri or $2,000 in the state of Kansas, then you qualify for Medicaid. And then, so I have a lot of people, and I'm going to get into this in the next segment. Well, what if we have, $1,900, so we're under $2,000 for the Kansas purposes, or we have $800 in Missouri for Missouri purposes, and then their income comes in and it's $1,800, then doesn't that make us over the amount for the next month? Do we get kicked off of Medicaid? No, you don't. There's an income calculation that happens separately from the asset calculation. And in the next segment, I'm going to get into that. And hopefully this is translating. This is a whole lot better with me making hand gestures. And Ron's over here. He's tracking with me perfectly. I hope you're tracking with it over the radio. In the next segment, I'm going to continue my conversation discussion about how Medicaid works. We're getting into the weeds a little bit today. And again, if you have questions, you can call anytime. But stick with me. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And back to the topic of the day, we're kind of drilling down, going deep. We're getting into the weeds. I hope you're tracking with me. I hope it's helpful information. But we're talking about Medicaid today and some of the finer details. Because again, I as far as what I do for a living, and I'm working with people in all these stressful situations, et cetera, this one is tough. It's the most misunderstood program around, and there is a massive amount of information out there that is flat out wrong and incorrect about it. So hopefully this is helpful for you. And guess what? Every single client with Senior Care Consulting gets a customized to their situation Medicaid discussion. every single time. Now, some of my clients, they're not going to need Medicaid. They have, long-term care insurance, and they're going to be able to pay throughout privately, and that's fantastic. But frankly, more often than not, there's a good chance that someone may outlive their assets and need Medicaid. So we need to have that discussion up front. We need to do some calculations and some estimates, and we need to talk about that. Medicaid's that safety net that says if you outlive your assets and you run out of money, then Medicaid program will pay for your stay in a nursing home. So anyway, let's jump right back into this. One thing I forgot to mention is that the community spouse, they're going to lose half of their assets when they divide that in half. However, they keep 100% of their income. So if they make, $50 million a year, now obviously that's just a ridiculous number. Let's put a realistic number in there. Let's say they make, $7,000 a month between their Social Security and their pension and their whatever it is. They keep every single penny of that. They don't lose any of their monthly income, okay, but they're going to lose part of their assets. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that there is a maximum of what the at-home spouse can keep as far as the assets, $119,220. So if you add that all up, that's an asset amount that would be divided, $238,440. You split it in half, and then you spend that down. If you have more than $238,440, then that would just have to be just spent down and then divided. Now, there are some other options. We're not going to go into all that. It was probably getting too complicated anyway, but just wanted to mention those two things. So what happens to the income? So you spend your assets down to, again, $999 or less in Missouri, $2,000 or less in the state of Kansas. But I have this monthly income coming in every month of $1,200, $800, $2,300, whatever the number is. Here's what happens. And this is exactly what happens. And this is for the institutionalized spouse. So you take their total income, and then you deduct the amount of their health insurance premium, right? So your Medicare Part B and your supplemental insurance premiums, whatever that is, a couple hundred dollars a month, whatever it is. And then you also deduct what's called a personal needs allowance of $62 a month in Missouri, $62 a month in Kansas, or $50 a month in Missouri. That's what you can keep every month. And then whatever is left over, it's called a patient liability. I don't like using that terminology. I think it's silly. I just call that a copay. Whatever's left over after the cost of your health insurance, after you keep either $50 a month in Missouri or $62 a month in the state of Kansas, and that's, don't spend it all in one place, right? That'll buy you a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar or something. But whatever's left over, it could be $20, it could be $2,000, whatever's left over goes to the nursing home, and I just call it, that's your copay. That's your contribution to this model every single month. And then you have the Medicaid program paying the nursing home the difference. That's how it works. It's that simple. Now, what most people don't know, they may not understand, is that even the nursing home has an investment in this model. Because let's say if they normally charge $200 per day, because they're Medicaid certified and they agree to work with the Medicaid program, they may agree to accept their Medicaid reimbursement rate of $182.47. That's a real number, actually, by the way, for one particular nursing home. That number changes on a quarterly basis. There's a lot that goes into that calculation. But the bottom line is, they normally charge $200. We will accept $182.47 or whatever their number is. So it could be way lower than that too. And we'll write off the difference. So even the nursing home has a contribution to this model. So again, your monthly income every single month, take your total income minus the cost of your health insurance premiums, then you either get to keep $50 a month or $62 a month, whatever's left over goes to the nursing home, as a copay every single month, and then Medicaid pays them the difference. That's how it works. Now, I'm just going to touch on assisted living. And guess what? I'm going through the basics. There are some other gotchas and some other details that could be involved in your personal picture. Okay. I'm going through the basics here today with you. Now, assisted living is different. It's a social model. It's not a medical model. So the government doesn't like to pay for this very much. Now, in Missouri, there's a voucher that'll pay $292 or $146, I believe, every month. Not very much money. Sometimes it can make the difference. Most of the time, if you need true assisted living, it's just not enough to make up the difference. So let's talk about Kansas. They have a program through the HCBS program called Home and Community-Based Services, where they will pay. They won't pay for the cost of your apartment, but they will pay for the support services. So they'll pay for someone to help you with your bathing, dressing, grooming, preparing your meals, doing your laundry, housekeeping, distributing your medications, etc. But in that calculation, it's too much to go into today. It gets a little more complicated. The assisted living facility has to carve out the room and board cost for the apartment. And usually you're going to be short. There's going to be a shortfall by $100 or $200 a month. It could be a couple of $1,000 a month, and you have to have a family unit that's willing to contribute some money every single month to make that work. And again, clients of Senior Care Consulting, you get all of this rolled out on a red carpet and structured to discuss your specific situation. This is just part of the services that we offer. We take you through this super steep learning curve. You can protect your assets by having an elder law attorney use that spend down amount convert that into a single premium immediate annuity, which adds income for the community spouse, which is now an exempt asset. There are a lot of things you can do. Do not make any gifts without going through an experienced elder law attorney. And again, I will say this for as long as I'm saying this, the best money that you'll ever spend is on a qualified, experienced elder law attorney to help you with all of this. Hopefully that's been helpful. If you have questions, call anytime. And everyone listening, thank you again so much for spending part of your day listening to this program. I really, really appreciate you. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.